I've always struggled with finding time to manage my finances. At the end of a busy week, the last thing I want to do is spend time budgeting all of my expenses or tracking down customer service teams to cancel old subscriptions I no longer use. But now I use Rocket Money, and it does all that for me. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so you can grow your savings. Stop wasting money on the things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Washington Post. That's rocketmoney.com/Washington Post.
Good morning. I'm James Holman from The Washington Post, and this is the Daily 202 for Tuesday, October 20th. Here are election 2020 updates from today's show. A brand new Washington Post ABC News poll just out shows that Trump and Biden are running in a dead heat in North Carolina, with the economy booming the president's candidacy and the pandemic boosting his challenger. This is one of the key electoral targets in November. They're at 49% to 48% among likely voters. North Carolina is one of two southern battlegrounds, along with Florida, that the president won in 2016, and they're crucial in his path to get 270 electoral votes. 4 years ago, Trump won North Carolina by 4 points, and it's 15 electoral votes with it. If he doesn't get the Tar Heel state, his path to victory becomes significantly more difficult. Trump's 47% job approval is slightly better in North Carolina than it is nationally. When asked which of the candidates would best handle the two major issues, Trump's slightly more trusted than Biden to deal with the economy by 6 points. Biden is more trusted to handle the coronavirus by 8 points. Biden's margin on trust on the pandemic is smaller than nationally, while Trump's margin on the economy is bigger than his national number. 2 weeks from Election Day, the race in North Carolina is a jump ball. Thanks for listening. I'm James Holman. If you want to hear full episodes, find The Daily 202 every weekday morning wherever you get your podcasts.
If you're looking for a smoking gun, I can absolutely guarantee you, you will not find it.
In October 2001, a series of letters filled with a deadly powder called anthrax were dropped into the U.S. mail system. What started as an unprecedented case turned into an unsettling mystery. Who sent these deadly letters? And why? From Campside Media and Sony Music Entertainment, I'm Josh Dean, and this is Cover Up Season 4, The Anthrax Threat. Available now.